Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, it's absolutely exciting. We are going to talk about technology in Chinese. Today, we have Bruce Ubbin from Hyperloop One joining us. Hi, Bruce. 你好.
Hi, Xiaolan. How are you?
Good. 你好. 你好，你好 means hello in Chinese.
All right, let me try it. 你好。
你好。Perfect.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and 你 is you, how is good, you well. 你好。
Okay.
Right, Bruce, we know you've been with technology throughout your career. Previously, you were the managing editor at Forbes, and now you are running a strategic communication department for Hyperloop One. So let's talk about technology, because this is a subject many people, including me, love to discover, love to talk about and experience it. So tell us why you chose to be involved in technology.
Sure, yeah. Way before I started a career, when I was a little boy, I was into computers and robots and space, and I probably would have become a computer programmer if I was either good at math,
right,
which I'm not, or didn't love writing so much. I had these two passions, one for technology, one for writing, and I was playing video games as a kid, writing video games in middle school,
right.
But the tug of writing was stronger. So I went into journalism,
mm-hmm.
and fortunately in journalism, you can write about anything you want. So I picked technology.
Yes. Okay. The way to say technology in Chinese, we say 科技.
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 That's awesome. Yeah. 科, that means science and a subject. 技 means skill. So the science, turning science into skill, into tools. That's technology. It sounds quite reasonable, because if you think all the modern technologies, they are actually the applications of pure science.
Science. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I get you. Skilled in science.
Yeah.
You're a technologist. Yeah.
Yeah, the skill of science. 科技.
科技.
科技. And to say a technologist, a person who is in this job or person who loves the technology, we say 科技人.
科技人.
科技人. 人 is a person.
Oh, 人 is a person.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you say nerd, a real geek?
Yeah, for real geek, we probably use some other words, say nerds and geek and things like that. But 科技人, that's quite a neutral word, and you see that in proper, some broadsheet publications like Forbes. 科技人. So yes, you are a 科技人 because you love it.
Okay.
And you even take it as a career. So 科技人.
科技人.
科技人. Yeah, you mentioned about since you were a boy, you were fascinated with robots, computers, and now probably also artificial intelligence, and most recently Hyperloop. So in your past few decades of career, what were the forecasts you think has been coming true as they have predicted, and what are the technologies they thought was going to be amazing and turn out to be a failure?
That's a great question. So usually we get those kinds of things very wrong.
Mm-hmm.
People thought there'd be video conferencing phones years before that we got them, which we're using right now.
Yeah.
And flying cars, which we don't have yet. The Hyperloop, mm-hmm. was an idea Elon Musk made popular 3 years ago, but the idea for vehicles, pods moving through a vacuum tube,
mm-hmm.
which is what the Hyperloop is, has been around since the late 19th century.
Right.
So nothing's really that new. Leonardo da Vinci was drawing sketches of things that we're now working on, like helicopters and human hovercraft, you know? So
right.
Technology, was it 科技?
科技, yeah.
It's circular. It's not even as linear as people think it is.
Right. So, sounds like a lot of 科技 we thought was going to happen actually happened much slower than we thought. And a lot of 科技 we thought would never happen. For example, we were talking about, 10 years ago, a lot of people didn't think that self-driving car was any possible. But now, you see a lot of them running around down the street.
Yeah, there's robot cars, sure. Yeah. That's the thing about technology. It happens very slow and then all of a sudden very fast.
Right. And then I guess part of it, of course, a lot of it was about regulations. And when people already bought a car, they probably don't buy a new one in the next 5 years. So you need to have a natural, the life cycle of every product to wind down gradually, I guess.
That's right. People talk about robot cars as making fewer cars on the road, but there'll probably be more kinds of vehicles crowding the roads than ever as people make different kinds of vehicles. They call them rideables now.
Right, rideable.
Especially in countries like China and India, where people can't afford a big car, they get something small.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And since you are always on the front edge of 科技 development, what is the trend you can see from now until, like, for example, 5-10 years? What would be your prediction?
Wow. Well, I think the Hyperloop will come into market. That's for sure.
Sure. Yes, we would love to know more about that.
I think there'll be a lot more manufacturing will move around the world. I don't think they'll be all located in China.
Right.
Or Asia. There'll be the ability for people to make their own goods using 3D printing.
Yep, 3D printing.
I think, I think there'll be a lot more environmentally sustainable materials and buildings and bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And as we start to learn, understand more about materials that we use right now and look for ways to use less of them and use computers to design things for us.
Right.
I think healthcare will change a lot as we start to understand
yes.
some of the workings of the human body and the genome and personalized medicine begins to become more,
yep.
more part of the market. Right now, it's still only a very small piece, but it's going to get bigger.
Yes. And then I also heard a lot of people talking about, for example, they can now have synthetic food. And so you don't need to grow the cow and then the cattle and then to get the beef. And you can grow it in a laboratory. But at the moment, it's probably $5,000 per pound or something.
And very chewy.
Very chewy. It tastes exactly like beef. But I think in ancient China, they already developed the fake chicken, fake beef made out of soya to serve their millions of vegetarians. So this is sort of technology. 科技.
科技. Animal style.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Bruce, for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing your insights with us. Today, we learn how to say technology in Chinese, 科技. Right. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. We hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Bruce.
再见.